If I was to inspect your closet today, how many pieces would I see of H&M, Zara, or Fashion Nova called fast fashion, right? Would I find any? How many? And by the way, did you know Americans every year, how many pounds of clothing we throw away every year? Nearly 82 pounds. And according to The True Cost, a documentary, the world consumes around 80 billion new pieces of clothing every year, 400% more than the consumption of 20 years ago. You mean 20 years later, my closet is 400% bigger? Why? Who's selling us this? Are we making the right decisions here? Let me give you another one here that's crazy. Of the 100 billion garments produced annually, 92 million tons ended up in landfills. I mean, there's a lot of people that talk about climate change, but there's a big difference with pollution against climate change. Climate change, we have to believe what scientists are telling us. Pollution is measurable. You can see these numbers and say, this is actually happening. Just online returns in the US created 16 million tons of CO2 emissions in 2020. The fashion industry is responsible for 20% of global wastewater. This next one's gonna blow you away. Ready? Fast fashion alone generated more CO2 than aviation and shipping combined. Crazy. And again, for those of you that are worried about the climate and what we're doing to the world, watch this here. Synthetic fibers and garments can take hundreds of years to decompose, releasing harmful chemicals and greenhouse gases, according to United Nations Environmental Program. So look, I mean, we're not sitting here saying walk around naked tomorrow. It's not what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you don't go shopping. All I'm telling you is maybe we got more stuff in our clothes today than 20 years ago. Maybe that's a problem we got to address. And maybe that's going to cause us to have more savings in the bank. We're going to talk about all that stuff today. If you get value out of this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. Look, I mean, obviously, if you're watching some of this data, you're like, Pat, this is absolutely insane. Here's another one for you. $500 billion is lost each year due to underwearing and failure to recycle clothes. Globally, only 12% of clothing material is recycled, contributing to significant financial and environmental losses. Now watch, all these stats, again, gives you a crazy reaction, right? We haven't talked about labor exploitation, not global impact, not influence on purchasing behavior and clothing use. And last but not least, a couple of feedback on what you can do about it yourself to be conscious about what's going on today. So labor exploitation. Now obviously we can look at this and it's never a pretty sight. An estimated 170 million children are engaged in child labor, with many working in garment industry. This is international labor organizations. According to ecofriendlyhabits.com, 60% of those who labor in the global fashion industry are children under the age of 18, making child labor one of the major fast fashion problems. Another study from the U.S. Department of Labor in 2018 found evidence of forced and child labor in the fashion industry in Argentina, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Philippines, Turkey, Vietnam, and others. And even in 2013, an 8th-floor factory collapsed that housed several garment factories in Bangladesh, killing 1,134 workers and injuring more than 2,500. So if you're watching the St. Pat, so what is your, of course, all this stuff we're hearing, nobody wants to do this, but what do you do? Do we produce all this stuff in America? Then it's not fast fashion. Then if a piece is going to cost 50 cents to make somewhere else, you want me to not pay $95 for it? I could have bought it here for 19 bucks because it's being built in all these other places. That's the challenge, right? That they're relying on some of these markets to make it so it is a fast fashion, so you can buy it cheap instead of having to pay the different markets. But the reality is you get to pick and choose if you support this or not from the brands you buy. And you get to also support it to say, do I really need 400% more clothes in a closet today than I did 20 years ago? That's the real issue, that we're being convinced we need more clothes, of which most we never wore anyway. So let me get to the next part here. The number of times a garment is worn has declined by around 36% in 15 years. It's kind of weird, right? We have 400% more clothes, but we wear the garment we bought 36% less than we did 15 years ago. Weird math, no? Fast fashion has led to what? A culture of impulse buying. Oh my God, let me buy it. Oh my God, let me buy it. Never wear it, right? That's the whole concept. And then on top of that, social media and influencer culture fuel desire for newness and novelty, driving cycle of fast fashion consumption, according to McKinsey & Company. So look, I can give you more data here, but let me kind of go into some solutions and what we can do about it. Here's what I would do. Go into your closet, open it up, look at all your pieces of clothes, ask yourself, how many times have I worn this? Spreadsheet, probably 80 times, cool. How many times is this? No, one time. Great. Well, now rank them. What you wear the most, what you wear the least. How much you paid for this? $98, $62, $16, $10, $300. Number of the amount of times you wear it every year. So now you look at dollar, frequency, utility, usage, all that stuff. And then I say, is there a trend and pattern on what I buy that I never wear? I notice for myself. I'm guilty of all these things I'm talking about. All I'm thinking about is myself, because Kelly says, Pat, I don't know what your closet looks like, but you wear the same thing all the time. Now, I don't know if that's a compliment or like an observation, like you got to start wearing something new. I wear the same thing all the time. These pants are my AG pants. Guess what? I wear these black AG pants all the time and I love it. These shoes, guys, how many times have you seen me wear these shoes? Be honest. It's okay. I'm not going to be offended. How many times? Be honest. How many times? How many times? Can you say every day I wear these shoes? 365. Would you say that my comfortably I wear these things every day. I mean, look at this, guys. It's already torn in the front, right? You know why I like these? They don't feel like anything when I wear them. It's so light. I'm comfortable with it. Now, you come to my closet. Do I have expensive shoes? Yes. But I wear these every day, right? So utility, what do I use? What do I not use? Now, I'm at a phase of my life that it doesn't financially affect me. But when I open up my closet, I'm annoyed that I have so many different options. I'd like to simplify for my own self. It drives me nuts. But what about if you're watching this right now, you're saying, well, Pat, I only make $40,000 a year. What do I do? I'm gonna tell you what I did when I was in the Army. For 5 years, you know what was my favorite place to go shop and buy clothes? It was called Goodwill. And me and my friend, Jeff, we'd go there, we're like, oh, dude, they got some real good stuff they turned in right now. And we'd say, hey, Johnny, anything new that came in? Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff this week. Let's roll. And I was going like, oh, look at this shirt. This is the one I'm going to wear. That's polyester. Bell bottoms. My closet was filled with Goodwill clothes because I worked in the Army. You know how much money you make in the Army? Nothing. Right here, Sam is telling me, Pat, so you can also buy stuff that's vintage stuff from eBay. What did you pay for this shirt? $5. Another one is Mike is talking about he wears gears that supports his friends. Great. You know, hey, I wear Valuetainment. You may say, Pat, I love the Valuetainment brand. Great, support stuff that you represent. But you have to take inventory and look at that thing and not fall for this trap of what everybody else has fallen for, especially if you cannot afford it. But if you go through your closet and you see that, and then you come back and you say, I'm done. Like for me, a Zennia. Anything I buy, Polo, Zennia, wash it one time, it's gone. Clothing that I know is a waste of time for me that I'm never gonna wear again. I go to the mall, the guy's like, well, you're definitely gonna look good. And I'm like, bro, you don't know me. I'm 45 years old. I will never wear this. It'll be in the closet to waste of $2,000 for me. I know myself. The more you know yourself and you can have a little bit of a minimalistic, you know, mindset when it comes on to clothes. Don't get me wrong. You need a nice suit. You need a nice sports coat. You need some nice shoes. You need some nice ties. You need a couple nice shirts that you can get to mix it up, right? You need some of those things that to have. But the stuff that we're doing right now, 400% for what? Over 20 years and we're wearing the garment 36% less than we did 15 years ago. We're falling for this trap and we're bringing awareness to you. What you do about it is purely on you. Maybe this is a good video to watch. With your girlfriend, with your wife, with your husband, with your family, with your kids, and say, hey, mom, hey, honey, hey, kids, what do you think about this video? And if you're watching this right now, you're seeing the fact that I told your mom or dad to watch this video with you, and you're saying, mom, I don't like this Patrick McDavid guy because I want some of the new clothes. But then at the end of the day, mom, you could tell your kids, well, if we don't do this, that money can go into your pocket and you can save it. Now we're negotiating mom, dad, husband, wife, kids, everybody. Make sense? You know, it's one of the things a lot of people are worried about right now, what's going to happen with the economy, you know, taxes and election and war and all this stuff. I'm convinced the future looks bright and I'm convinced affirmations matter. What you say to the world, people around you will respond to that. If it's constant fear porn, everyone around you is going to be afraid. If you believe the future looks bright as a husband, as a wife, as a leader, as a father, as a mother, then represent it. So if you believe in that and you follow the Valuetainment brand proudly, go represent the gear that we have, whether it's a hat, whether it's a shirt, whether it's a mug, whether it's a backpack, but sport it. Confuse the people at work in the gym by wearing Future Looks Bright hat. And by the way, you know what's one of the coolest stories we're hearing is when other people wear Valuetainment gear and they run into each other and start doing business together. It's a beautiful thing. Click on the link below, place your order, start representing Valuetainment because you believe the future looks bright. If you got value out of this video, I got another one I want you to watch, especially if you want to save money, have more money in the bank and more investments for yourself. It's the buy now, pay later epidemic that a lot of people are falling for. If you've not seen that, click here to watch that video. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.